Hey, you guys, it's Monday, and
Yeah.
here's our sidetrack show, just like we do. I promised we were going to come back and talk to you every day, and we're still doing it.
Yeah, I went down, did a supply run, went to Sam's.
Yeah?
Yeah, had to wait in line, and then they all sent us in there. I guess they let you all go in there in a big batch.
Yeah.
But it was all right. Once I was in there, it was fully supplied. Lots of meat, lots of fucking fish. Got us some frozen shrimp, some big shrimp. And
yeah, you got all kinds
of
stuff. Yeah,
got a lot of meat.
Big old boxes of oatmeal.
A lot of meat was on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of bread.
Yeah, a lot of bread.
Yeah.
So, no problems with that.
But they were letting people in, like, just bunches at a time?
Yeah, they
like,
let everybody back up.
I guess because, like, so many people, so you could, like, stay far apart.
They kind of let about 30 people back up, and I guess they were letting people leave.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, go in. And then
so it's
we
like
all
a
went
ride
in.
At Disney World. Kind of. You can only let so many people at once.
Once we were in there, though, they weren't trying to keep us contained.
Yeah.
Like, you could go wherever you wanted to.
Oh, okay. Because when you went before,
yeah, you had to go down a route.
You had to go down a route.
Yeah, they did not.
What they were doing, because we went to Publix a week or two ago, and there wasn't a line or anything, because I think we just went in the middle of the day, so it wasn't too bad. But they were just letting people in whenever, but they had all the aisles were one way. Like,
right.
You could only, like, go that way through them.
Well, you couldn't pass people.
Like, you weren't supposed to pass people, yeah. But other than that, it wasn't really that big a deal. I don't think, and it seemed like they were mostly supplied. I didn't look into the paper aisle because we have a fuck ton of toilet paper still. But,
Sam's had everything.
Yeah.
Sam's Club had everything.
Well, like I said, it looked like you got.
And a lot of shit was on sale.
Pretty much everything.
I got some of those damn beef short ribs and.
Yeah, you got like a fuck ton of chicken.
Pork tenderloin was on sale.
He got me a big old thing of peanuts.
Yeah,
big old bag of shrimp.
Yeah.
Big old bag of flounder.
Think
Is it flounder?
Yes, flounder. Flounder fillets.
I love seafood.
Yeah, no. And then got a bunch of those little bags of oatmeal that you like.
Yeah.
I
got so much oatmeal.
Yeah.
I like oatmeal.
Two
breakfast.
Big old things of cheese.
Oh, I didn't
One
see
for
that.
Pizza, one for
that.
Tacos.
I was helping you unpack, but
yeah,
I
yeah, big old thing of cheese. So, you know, we're going to be good for 2 months, I think. I'll pack some shit up and freeze it, you know.
Yeah, we have so much.
Yeah, that shrimp down is almost to where what the prices were during the hurricane.
Really?
Yes, we might.
How much was it?
That big old bag that we were normally getting, I think that was $13 or $12.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when we got it, like during the hurricane, they were trying to get rid of it before because they thought their power was going to go out.
I think it was like eight, wasn't it?
No, I think it was $12.99.
Okay.
$13.99. It's a 3 pound bag, isn't it?
Yeah, about that.
Or
tall.
A 5 pound bag? I can't remember.
It's good shrimp. They're like that long.
Yeah, they're big, like big, right. Huge ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love fucking seafood, and we
don't get frozen raw shrimp. You know, we were doing shrimp boil.
Yeah, throwing some potatoes and corn in
there
with some
fucking
Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah, for you guys that lift, man, there's no fucking cleaner source of damn animal protein than that damn shrimp tail.
That's
shit,
what we
shit, man.
When we used to go to Koi Wan,
I would punish
the
Koi
buffet.
We'll go to that Chinese buffet. They had that fucking cold boiled shrimp laying out there. I punished them for putting that up there.
Yeah, you would like have this big heap.
I can eat 3 pounds of fucking shrimp, no problem.
Well, that's the thing about shrimp is like you can eat a lot of it and you seem like you don't get full, really.
Mm-mm. It's like, all pure protein. There's no carbohydrates in it. It's real easy to digest. It's very low in fat. It's like better than damn whey protein. It's fucking pure.
I would much rather eat
animal
shrimp than
protein.
Have whey protein.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of cocktail sauce, squeeze some lemon juice on it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They regretted letting me into the damn buffet.
They were like, you get out.
Fuck. They lost all their profit margin.
Well, you had to leave some for me because I wanted, but I can't eat like a big, huge pile of them. I just eat like a few because when we go to the buffet, I can only eat like maybe a plate and a half before I start feeling like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
So, because I can't eat that much at once. So I just try to get like little bits of everything.
Yeah. When they
like
have
tapas
the,
or when, something.
In the evenings, when we go in the evenings, they have the crab legs up there. I'll spend that extra money for those crab legs and they regret fucking that shit too. They regret it.
As my grandma used to say, I think you have a hollow leg.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the food, it's like.
Just Chinese girls right come up and say, Mr. Ross, we regret to inform you that you must leave.
You know? You have eaten all our food.
You have eaten all the profit margin out of the meal. Every time you come, we end up owing money. I said, all right.
He just eats through the whole restaurant and leaves. There's just all these little, like, little shrimp shells and, like, little...
They make up for it with the people that don't eat it, though. See, it's a law of averages. Because most people go up there and eat rice. I won't get not a single grain of rice on a buffet.
Well, yeah, when we go there, I tend to
no carbs.
Well, because it's too noodles. Filling. I don't get any rice or noodles. I love noodles, but it's like, I feel like I won't be able to eat that much because noodles are like such a filling thing. And I can make those at home anyway.
I'll get the pot stickers, the wontons.
Yeah, I'll have one of those.
I have those, and I have the damn, what do they call the shit? Like a crab rangoon.
Yeah.
I'll have those. I make those too. They're good. Another cream cheese and fucking canned crab.
I try to like just have one of those because they're
real fattening. It's all fat.
Yeah, they're very fattening.
Yeah.
But I try to only have like protein and vegetables.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
like
what you want.
Beef and peppers and
mushrooms.
Yeah,
you get the beef pepper steak stuff.
And shit like that. I try not to get anything fried.
I get tempted by the sushi though. Even though it's not great sushi. It's just sushi.
It's okay
just
sushi.
Just sushi, yeah.
I can take sushi or leave it, honestly. We haven't made sushi in a long time.
No, I haven't made it in a while. It's a bitch to make.
It is a bitch to make.
You gotta roll the shit and fucking slice it.
I mean, we have the mats and everything.
It's just so much more, Publix.
Yeah, you can just buy it like in a plastic thing and they make it every day.
And it's fresh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they make it in the fucking seafood thing like every day. So you can just get it in there.
Yeah, they got Chinese girls and Vietnamese girls back there making it.
Yeah.
That's just making it at the damn same kind of restaurant.
All day, I just make sushi.
Yeah. But we don't have Japanese people making it. It's going to be Chinese and Vietnamese.
Well, Publix is, I mean, they've got really good shit. All their fish is good. Like, all their, like, deli stuff is good. Like, their sandwiches are amazing.
Yeah.
Their fried chicken is really good.
The sushi's good.
Their bakery is incredible.
The ice cream.
I got your birthday cake there, the last few years, I think.
Publix ice cream. They have their own dairy and their own ice cream making facility. Their fucking store brand is better than any of that. The only thing that kind of closely challenges it was Bluebell. I fucking love Bluebell.
I do too.
And Publix is on par with that. Although Bluebell, you can tell there's a lot of heavy cream in it, the way that ice cream stretches.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's real southern fucking ice cream right
there. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna go for the calories, you might as well get the good shit.
Yeah. All other ice cream is banned in Mississippi. There's only Bluebell. Every fucking corner store has it.
Yeah.
And the little...
Well, if they have it pretty much here everywhere, too. I think even like in the fucking refrigerated part of Walgreens and shit like that, I think they got some flavors in there, just the normal ones.
If you're in Europe, or England or in Australia, there's a brand we have here called Bluebell. And I think the dairy is in the south, isn't it? It's a southern company.
Yeah, I would be curious if people in other part of the U.S., if they sold it up there or not. Because I'm pretty sure, I mean, it's kind of a southern
thing. I go back 25 years, 30 years, I can remember the existence of Bluebell, and it was fucking heavy in Mississippi and in the south. That's what they preferred. If it wasn't that, they wouldn't even buy it. All that Haagen-Dazs shit and Ben & Jerry's shit, they won't touch it. I mean, they're like, they'll buy it, but that's like underneath Bluebell.
Yeah.
And Bluebell has a lot of flavors, but they're traditional flavors, like vanilla wafers and bananas. I love that one.
Yeah, it's like banana
it's called banana pudding. Yeah. And they got about three different kinds of chocolate. They got about three or four different kinds of vanilla and strawberries, and it's all fresh stuff. And it's just, when the ice cream, it stretches.
Yeah.
It doesn't break. It stretches like a goo.
Yeah.
Which, that's a sign, a lot of eggs and a lot of damn cream.
Yeah, it has like a million calories, but it's really, really good.
Yeah.
It comes like in a plastic bucket.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well,
it used to come in a paper bucket.
Yeah, I remember
wax
that.
Wax paper bucket.
Yeah, but now it's plastic bucket.
Yeah.
They actually have like a really like vast array of flavors. Because I think last time we were looking at ice cream, which is a long time ago, but I was looking at all the Bluebell flavors and they had a shit ton of different ones.
And it's a very plain looking packaging, and it was not expensive.
Yeah, it's not one of the fancier.
It was just local
brands.
And the quality was very, very high. I thought it was like something like one of the Carolinas or maybe something like in Virginia.
Yeah, I might have to look it up.
It was, I think, on this side of the Mason-Dixon.
Because it's kind of like sometimes it's weird to think about, because I mean, I grew up in Florida and shit like that, but it's weird to think about that even in some parts of the U.S., you know, brands that are like ubiquitous here,
they don't
have them. You know what I mean? And, you know, there's usually reasons for that. Like I said, you know, we talk about Publix all the time. They don't have those.
There's distribution stuff. There's certain laws.
In the north or out west.
Like for a while, Yingling beer was illegal in certain states.
Because my sister's ex-husband, he loved Yingling. Yeah. And every time he came to Florida to visit his family, he always bought a bunch and took it back in the car because they didn't sell it. They lived in Denver, and they didn't sell it out there for whatever reason.
Even though I think that beer is from Boston.
I think it is,
I don't think it's from here. I think it's the nation's oldest brewery.
Or might have been Philly, because he was from Philly.
Okay.
And he was very Philly proud, you know what I mean?
It was good beer.
It might have been that.
That black and tan beer that was really good. They have a black beer. It's like a stout. That shit was really good. And it was cheap.
Yeah.
It's not expensive beer.
No, it's not.
The quality is just very high for what you're getting. You know, and for what you paid, you're like, damn.
I'm not a big beer drinker. It's like, and I feel like Yingling was probably one of the first ones that I could actually drink enough of to get a buzz off of.
Yeah.
Because I don't like beer all that much. I mean, so I didn't really drink it. I was more a hard liquor person, but it's like, you know, some places that we went, like when we used to go to some of the smaller venues around here that didn't have like a liquor license and they could only sell beer, you know what I mean? Then I would usually get, maybe this is gross, but I would usually get like flavored beers. Like I like coffee beers or like vanilla.
It's all that microbrewery stuff.
Like vanilla stout, stuff like that. It's like every time like I watch beer and board games and like somehow, like the other day they had, because they're still doing the show even though they're all like quarantined, so they have to do it like in four different rooms. But they had like they have a different beer every time. And the one they had last time, I think it was like a peanut butter beer.
Yeah.
And like the one guy, Matt, looked fucking horrified because he's like, he hates that kind of beer, but I'm like, that kind of sounds good, I have to be honest with you.
Well, you know, that microbrewery stuff came in the 90s when I was in the Army. Yeah. So it was starting to get big, you know, and it was like hipster before they were hipster. I used to drink it.
Oh, yeah.
And they were bringing in all kinds of new shit. Like, and there was one good brand they had up in Boston I liked. It was called Sam Adams. I liked anything Sam Adams. They sell that
everywhere, I think.
And they even had Sam Adams bars where, you know, they had shit on tap. I don't know if that still exists, but it was brewery bar, you know what I mean? I don't remember exactly what it was called. But actually, I might be getting confused. I think that was some kind of alehouse type chain that they had up there, and you could get a bunch of that stuff, Sam Adams on tap. It's been so long, but they had this stuff that come out in the winter, all these winter flavors like cranberry lambic and shit like that.
Man,
I used to love all that crap.
That kind of sounds like I'd be into
it's
that.
It's like a cranberry flavor.
Because like beer. I said, I'm not a big. I don't really like beer. I don't really like. Choose it, but some of the ones that are like flavored, particularly like the wintery or the fall ones, I like those.
Used to take the cranberry lambic and pour it into the fucking stout, put it into a black beer, and drink it together. It was good.
Well, and that, like I said, when you used to get those snake bites,
it was like that.
Because you would get Guinness, and then they had like a pear cider.
Yeah,
and they would mix it all together. That was really good.
Yeah, pear.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because they didn't always have it, because they had like different flavored ciders, but the pear one I think was the best.
Yeah, apple's better, but pear works too.
Yeah, pears and apples are kind of taste similar. So what else? Oh, what did we do last night? We watched Friday the 13th Part 5.
We've been
working our way through all the Friday. I've seen them all
at
various times. Shudder has 1 through 8, I believe, or 1 through 9. So we were like, last night we'd already watched like one movie that we're going to review for the matinee show. And then we're like, let's watch another Friday the 13th. It's like, I don't really have to pay that much attention to it.
It was 5, right?
5.
Yeah, okay. 4 was pretty good.
Well, 4 is a lot of people's favorite out of the series. 2 is actually my favorite, but I can see why 4 would be. I mean, 4 is a really good one.
And 3 wasn't bad. I like 3 too. Actually, I'm going to say 1 through 5 actually... they weren't that bad. 5 was not as good as the other ones, but it wasn't that bad.
It was more like a
parody.
Yeah, it was like a comedy.
Almost kind of like a parody of Friday the 13th, kind of in the way where, you know, Escape from L.A. is kind of like a parody.
Yeah, that's a good
of Escape from New
parallel.
York. Kind of like that. As long as you're not taking Friday the 13th real seriously, as long as you're not religious about it, we're like, that is not canon, you know? Where's the, you know?
Where's Jason? Yeah, real Jason is in this. It's some other random dude.
Yeah, if you were into, like, continuity, this would piss you off.
Well, if you're into continuity, you probably shouldn't be watching the Friday the 13th right. movies to start with.
Well, I saw this one when it came out, and it came out in 85. And I didn't remember anything about it, really. I just remember not liking it.
Yeah.
And seeing it again, I can understand why I didn't like it back then.
It's a little zany.
It's zany, yeah. And it the story was fucked up. It wasn't really graphic, really, at all.
It's really weird how tame
they are,
those movies. And I don't know if it's just because a lot of the gore gets cut out. This movie, this is the one, it seems to me, that they were mad that they had to cut some of the gore out. So they said, well, we'll make up for it by putting in more tits and more swearing. Yeah. Because pretty much every other word was fuck this and fuck that. And then pretty much every woman in the movie had to show her tits
Which didn't quite work for me.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was working for me back when I saw this in 85.
Yeah.
Because the tits that they did add, they were better looking women, but there wasn't anything kind of like seedy about it. The other ones kind of had a seediness that kind of made them.
Yeah, this one was a little more.
It was just coke-inspired hilarity, really. And there was
everyone coke. Was screaming.
Yeah, and there's coke in the movie.
Yeah,
there's coke in the movie, and
that's right. There's a lot of drug use.
And
in
it's
it
not
too.
Really realistic at all. You don't really get scared at all in it. You know, I wouldn't have been scared back then. It's kind of the nudity was just kind of generic. The girls were just kind of generic. You know, most of them. Exception of it was that there's a goth girl in there that's very accurate to the time.
Yeah.
She's wearing exactly a lot of the shit that I remember. The big old fucking skirt was like a damn potato sack.
Yeah.
They used to wear them fucking things. That didn't fit. She fucking wearing those fucking funny ass flat pants trying to hide her fucking flat booty. And that shit with a damn, tying a damn sweater around her waist. But the hair and the makeup and the fucking tops that she was wearing, it was just right out of fucking high school.
Yeah, like
that
I
was just, man.
I was in junior high then, but
like,
I remember
it looks like I dated that girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it's kind of, the fucking, but if you go back and look at it, this is the problem. A lot of times in these movies from the 80s when they would show any kind of punk rocker or any kind of goth or anything like that, you could tell it was a costume.
Yeah.
That is not what we were fucking wearing.
Yeah.
All right. And what the shit that they did wear, they'd be wearing it in an inappropriate time, or they'd be wearing it in a way that fucking you could tell that dude didn't, you know, wasn't one of us. But this girl, you could tell either whoever dressed her up or maybe she did her makeup or herself. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, it didn't this look like a costume. No. I mean, it looked like I knew girls that looked like that.
It looked exactly. Now, she didn't know how
I was in junior high.
She didn't know how to dance, which makes me think that
she was doing the robot.
She was doing the fucking robot, and we didn't do the fucking robot. That made me think either somebody told her to dance like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody told her to dance like that. Or somebody just told her to dance and she didn't know how to dance because the makeup artist in the wardrobe knew what goth kids wore.
Also, didn't she have an Alan Parsons Project poster?
Why the fuck is she?
Which I was like, I guess that's not totally weird, but it is a little bit
weird.
That
is way out of place. Now,
I mean,
she did have
I liked some prog rock too, but I wouldn't have had an Alan Parsons project.
I think what it was is the director, he put in his favorite bands up
probably.
There, I think.
I mean, most of the other posters looked okay.
From a distance.
It looked like she had a Sex Pistols one. I think she had like a Madonna one.
Yeah, it looked like she had a...
85, like a lot of kind of goth girls liked, because that was still when Madonna was a little bit...
And it looked like she had a poster of Elvis Costello when he was young.
I think that was Elvis Costello.
Either that or it was the guy... No, no, who that was. That was a keyboard player from a Flock of Seagulls.
That's right, yeah. That was a Flock of Seagulls.
That's right.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Because I was really into Flock of Seagulls.
Right, because I remember that those glasses.
That's right,
You're right. You recognize him now. Yeah. That's who that was.
Yeah, it was bothering me because you kept saying Elvis Costello, and I'm like...
I said, I don't
think that's Elvis Costello.
Uh-uh, it was the Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, that's right. But I said, but I know I've seen that picture. I know I've seen that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so, the rest of it looked okay. But yeah, we were like, Alan Parsons Project, that's a little...
Yeah, we were like, what the fuck is that doing up there?
That's a little strange.
But other than that, The movie had a decent score. I thought the edit was okay. It had a good comic relief because they weren't taking it serious. Why should you take it serious? The guy and his mom, the retarded guy and his fucking mom, hillbillies out there. Remember that?
Yeah, what was with that woman, man?
Just fucking hilarious shit.
They were they just let her go, man. And she was like, you fucking dildo, blah, blah, blah.
He's riding around fucking popping wheelies in the backyard on a motorcycle.
Screaming.
Screaming for no apparent reason and yelling at her for no apparent reason. And then he gets his head cut off.
She was like, throwing Jason, shit and then in the he comes in. She goes, I'm making your dinner.
And it didn't really make sense that it was a mother and a son because they looked to be about the same age. It would have made a lot more sense if they were brother and sister in a relationship.
That's what they should have done.
Or if they were fucking...
Or were they trying to hint that like she had him when she was 12?
I don't know.
I don't really get it.
And then what, they're still in a relationship or something? What are they trying to hint at? I think it would have been better if they were just a fucking hillbilly couple. Which is funny, they're in New York, but I think they didn't have Southern accents. So a lot of shit didn't make sense. So you could tell that half the damn cast and the cops had a bunch of Goombas. You know what I mean? These are fucking New York motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they shot. I mean, no. I know the first one and maybe the second one were shot in New Jersey, so I'm assuming that, like...
Yeah, and then they got some fake Southerners in there. Fake inbred Southerners. Coming back with a fucking Southern stereotypes of fucking Southerners and shit. You know, shit was racist.
It was racist against hillbillies.
Racist against... I think they were Southerners. I think they were supposed to be fucking rednecks.
Although they have rednecks up north, too.
Not with Southern accents.
No, but I'm just saying. All right, so you want to wrap up the Monday sidetrack?
Yeah, so just remember on Shudder, they got all the fucking Friday the 13th.
Yeah, most of them.
They got almost all of them. Probably all the ones that matter, and not many of them mattered, actually. But they do pass the time, and they are kind of funny. The 5 did have a good score. They were trying to go for the mainstream Steven Spielberg feel.
Yeah, they definitely were.
Of like something out of like, fucking Poltergeist or something.
And what was with the guy from like who looked like the dude from DeBarge and he got killed at a fucking porta potty?
Yeah, they had a black dude in there who's actually one of the better characters, and he wasn't in there long enough. It really should have been more of him.
Yeah, he was only in there for like 5 minutes.
And he was kind of like Rick James. He was like a young Rick James type character. He was wearing kind of like the fucking 80s fucking something that like maybe Eddie Murphy would wear off a fucking Raw tour and shit, you know what I mean? And he kind of had a Rick James kind of haircut, and he was fucking living in a van with this fucking hot chick, this other hot black chick. And when he got scared, he turned gay, if you ask me. He got so scared by Jason that he turned gay and crawled up.
It scared all the
scared him gay. They had scared straight. There was a whole different fucking... That was a whole different series.
Scared straight.
This one was called Scared Gay. But no, I liked that character.
He deserved better than getting fucking killed in a...
He should have had a bigger part in the fucking movie because he could act.
Compared to the other people,
the acting is across the board in it. All right, some of it is acting. We're acting, you know. Some of it is kind of realistic. Some of it's tongue in cheek. The tone of the movie is all over the place, but it's obvious to me that they knew what it was that they were making.
Well, it's like it was funny because we were watching it last night. We weren't even drinking last night.
Yeah,
we were just watching it, and like we're about 45 minutes into it, and Tom's like, is this a terrible movie?
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't really decide. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, it's kind of like entertaining.
I said, is this a bad movie? I was being entertained. But I could tell that every actor in there was bullshitting me. Half of them were bullshitting me.
Yeah, it is a bad movie. It's a bad movie. And
they knew it.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. They knew it was bad.
I feel like a lot of horror movies went in the comedic direction in the 80s. Like, you couldn't take it seriously.
I think it got to the point to where at this point in the fucking, in the series, they knew what they were making. They knew what all the other movies were like. They knew some bad shit was going to happen in this movie because it almost looked like it got fucking edited down to being a PG-13.
Nowadays that would get a PG. If you took out the swearing, that'd probably get a PG-13.
So why are they making this movie? You know what I mean?
See, to me, a slasher movie, if you don't have the gore...
Right. Then why are they making this movie?
Don't bother with it.
So they're just kind of fucking up. And they're obviously fucking up. They're bullshitting you, and you're being bullshitted, and you're watching, and they're putting on a show for you. They didn't. You could tell that they were not. I'm not going to say they weren't taking it seriously. They were trying to make a good movie to entertain you. They knew that they were limited and they were going to have to come at you from a different angle. That's what I think that what it was. And I think that they knew it was a B movie, so they were going to act like they were in a B movie.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
But everyone wasn't on the same page.
No, though. Some people were dead serious.
Yeah.
But that kind of added a weirdness, a weird texture to this movie. The fucking tone. The tone is entertaining.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single moment where I'm going to say, turn this shit off. Because think about that. Were you ever tempted to turn it off?
No.
Neither was I. I never even got tempted to look at my damn laptop.
Yeah.
So it did keep me watching it.
Yeah.
So I guess mission accomplished.
Suppose so.
They weren't allowed to, I don't think they were allowed to show a lot of the gore that they wanted to do.
Yeah, so, well, the Friday the 13th series, for whatever reason, has been plagued since the beginning. They shoot a lot of the gore. They do this in the first and second one as well. And then they go to get a rating, and the MPAA says, we're going to give you an X unless you cut out
right. So
however many seconds or however many minutes. And so they always end up doing that. So it does really seem like a lot of the Friday the 13th movies, even like the versions that you see nowadays, have had like the balls clipped out of them.
Yeah, and this is before the time where they had an aftermarket where you could get a DVD or a Blu-ray or a different edition. So
and it's really
they were just going to sell one VHS tape.
It's really funny, too, because it seems to me it's like, why bother, like, cutting out all that stuff? Because, I mean, the shit they put in horror movies now, like, if you go see an R horror movie now, there's going to be some really, really graphic shit in there. And it's so it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems like the standards have loosened a lot.
Yeah, in those days, you got to remember the generational differences.
Yeah, I remember.
The people that were running all that shit were, one, they were real religious, kind of like Republicans, all right? And the Republican of the 80s, Republican of the 1980s who was in their 40s or 50s was just from a fucking another era. They didn't speak the same language as us.
Yeah.
And fucking, you know what I mean? They didn't appreciate anything that was outside a very narrow bandwidth.
Yeah.
If it was outside that bandwidth, then it was bad. That was the thinking of the time. And it wasn't until another 10, 15 years that they started to age out and got replaced with a little bit more modern people.
Yeah.
I mean, because the people that were trying to judge these shows that were coming out in the 80s were probably the age of my fucking, a little bit younger than my grandparents.
Right.
You know? And fuck, my grandparents were just fucking from another damn planet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't even want them around.
Yeah.
They would try to stop you just from doing normal things.
Yeah.
You know? Don't touch that! Don't touch that phone! Yeah. Turn that internet off! That'll rot your brain. They were like that.
Yeah, I remember.
They would stop you from anything.
I remember people like that.
You did a what? You watched a what? You're wearing a what? And it was, yeah.
I know.
You remember that?
I remember people like that.
You speak what? I spoke Portuguese. I spoke, my grandmother heard me speak Portuguese one time and she was like, you speak another language? And I said, yeah. Well, you said you could speak it, but you really do speak it. So, yeah. She heard me talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Somebody in Portuguese. And says, yeah. You know, and she was just astounded. I'm not sure you should be speaking that.
That's the devil's tongue.
Yeah, and like, you know.
Portuguese.
Yeah, you know. Those people from...
Sorry, everyone in Portugal and Brazil.
Yeah, those people are from another country. No, that's how they thought. That's how they thought. It's ridiculous, man.
I know.
But that's how they thought.
They're from another country.
Remember that?
Yeah,
remember that kind of thing?
I do remember that.
Yeah, like, but they're from another country.
People were weird back then.
They were weird. They were fucking really weird.
But yeah, it's funny now because, like I said, you can go see just a regular R-rated movie in the fucking, the big, like, Cineplex, whatever. And it's like, it's like 100 times, like, more gory
than
the ones in the 80s. And it's like you couldn't even... Like, even the shit that they shot for the thing, they're like, no, you got to take that out. That's crazy. Crazy talk. But yeah. So, you want to wrap up this little Monday soundtrack here?
Yeah.
This is has been our daily check-in.
I'm having flashbacks over fucking shit that my grandparents would fucking say.
Yeah, really? Like, shit grandparents
good thing that they. Good thing that they're gone. Because they'd be calling the police. Anything they would call the police constantly. because they would think that something was illegal or it was a threat to fucking, or it was a threat, or that's just the way they were. It was weird timing. Remember how they were?
Yeah, I remember.
Were you going to wear them boots? Well, what's that mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's it mean when you wear boots like that? Like, there's not a meaning.
It means these are
Doc Martens. Well, what are those? Well, when you wear those, what does that mean? You know what I mean?
I used to get like that, not so much for my grandparents, but I remember people of that generation. They always thought things meant things
because,
like, just other than like just that you liked it or you liked the way it looked.
And when you looked at what they wore, it was like something from the fucking 50s. Yes, 50s and 60s. It was just, you had to be there. Most of you guys that are listening are probably too young for that, but because. I don't know. Maybe you do remember what your grandparents were a product of their age. They were still trying to dress the way they dressed when they were in their 20s and fucking their 20s. They pretty much wanted to be that way forever. Well, when they were in their 20s, that was probably what, the 40s?
Yeah, probably. Maybe,
probably 40s. So
30s
and 40s. 30s and 40s, maybe. So, you know, and that was like another country back then. That was another planet. And they weren't real good at thinking. They were very low. They were very low information. Very low information.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you'd call them a dumb fuck. But they weren't really that dumb. They could do fucking algebra and shit in their heads and do all this shit because they were taught all these skills and they actually could remember a lot of stuff. They had really good memories, you know, because they didn't have any computers. So they were smart, but they were just unknowing. They were just living in these little tiny bubbles.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't so much stupidity. It was just like more narrow-mindedness, right, because they didn't have like a lot of exposure to other different ideas or different types of people,
or different ideas or different things or different styles of things and different looks or different styles. You know, they just real provincial. No matter where they were, pretty well. They probably had real open-minded people. They'd probably be somewhere in New York or California. You know what I mean? But everywhere else, they would be kind of fucking real narrow-minded, fucking. And just trying to operate alongside of them, they come off as being a real dumb fuck. Like, oh, I ain't gonna eat that. You know what I mean? Thai food, you know, oh shit, I ain't eat that. They eat dogs and stuff. That's how folks do.
I remember my grandparents saying stuff like that.
Or like a plate of fucking spaghetti. Oh, that's foreign food.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I think we've mentioned this before, but some of the older, like, Betty Crocker cookbooks and stuff like that from the 40s and 50s.
Long explanations.
Had spaghetti and meatballs in, like, the foreign food section, which is hilarious to me.
And then if you read the fucking recipe.
It was Italian.
Yeah, if you read the recipe, it was like, man, ugh. And then it'd be like a long explanation of oregano.
Yeah.
Where oregano is an Italian spice.
So exotic.
And now, you might want to try to find this in an Italian market somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't have access to a regular old store.
And really, what the recipe was telling you to make was water in tomato paste, mm-hmm. salt, pepper, a little bit of sugar. And oregano, that's it. Hmm. I think a little bit of garlic.
Well, I hope
so. But that's it. It would have made kind of like a watery, and with the ratios they're talking about, like a watery ketchup with a garlic.
It was just kind of like, do you remember like back in the 70s when they had that like pizza kit and you bought it in a box?
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, and it came like you rolled out the dough and then like there was a can of like this pizza sauce and it was like water.
It was like water.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted you
that's
to
what
make.
I. That's the first thing I thought
that's
of.
That's what the recipe asked.
I can't remember. I remember kind of what the box looks like, but I can't remember what
It came in a box. It looked like a damn box of, okay, this is how, what a joke this shit was. You guys are going to fucking love this story, you youngsters, okay? It came in a box that looked like damn macaroni and cheese. It was that same fucking size and shape.
Yeah.
And it had a picture of a beautiful fucking pizza on the front of it. You opened it up, and inside of there was a fucking piece of tinfoil, and it was square. Remember that square piece of tinfoil? And the sides would fold down. It had a package of flour. With self-rising flour, and you added water to it, and you made dough. And it told you to smash it down on top of that piece of foil. And then you had a little bitty can, all right? And you had to pop the two little things, like, in, you know, and pour the fucking sauce out. of that little bitty can. It was about the size of a, it was even smaller than a Vienna sausage can, about half that size. And then there was a fucking paper, or then there was a plastic bag of Parmesan cheese that you put over top of that shit, and you put that bitch in the oven, and it came out nothing like a pizza. Nothing like a pizza.
No. It's basically like kind of a...
Nothing like a pizza.
Cracker with some like a crappy cheese.
No, like a bread.
Yeah.
Bread with ketchup and Parmesan cheese on top of it. Yeah. That's what it came out like. It didn't come out anything like a pizza.
Yeah, I feel like even in like a lot of old cookbooks and stuff where everybody was like, ooh, canned and boxed everything. Yeah. They would do like pizzas like that with like ketchup for sauce and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, are you mental?
They didn't have
that's not
any,
good.
They didn't have any standards or exposures. You're dealing with something from you're dealing with a people that came from another planet and another culture. It would be kind of like people out in the country of China, okay, trying to make American food. It was that same, you know, well, we don't have bread, so just give me a slab of that octopus right there. We'll use that.
Close enough.
That's close to bread. We'll use that for bread. All right. Now, we don't have any hamburger, so give me some of that tofu. Yeah, put that on there. Okay.
Not going to lie.
We don't have any ketchup.
I'd probably eat an octopus and tofu sandwich.
Yeah. We don't have any ketchup, so give me some of that black bean sauce. And then you give it to me and go, yeah, man, I love American food. Man, I love hamburgers. That's what they were doing. That's what Americans were doing. With Italian food.
Yeah. I'm just like that, all that kind of like food history stuff. I just love that kind of shit. Like I said, yeah. I love all those fucking blogs and, you know, mid-century menu and all that kind of stuff. All those like fucking old recipes.
You should have seen in Mississippi what fucking my grandparents were eating, what my dad was eating. I can't believe he's still alive. You guys know that I had to go down there and fucking, you know what I mean? Do those heart
yeah, it was a year or two ago.
I can't understand. Everything is cooked in some kind of fucking bacon drippings. Everything is fried in fucking bacon drippings. Everything's fucking breaded. You know, fucking. Everything's fucking fried.
I mean, it's good, but you can't eat like that every day.
They eat like that every day.
You're gonna like
food is like a religion for them.
Yeah.
They just, well, I know it's bad, but it tastes good.
So yeah, fuck it.
It's good. Give me some of that bacon grease. Yeah, it's fresh. Okay. Yeah, man. Fucking.
I mean, whenever I tried not to do that, but it's like every time, like I'd go stay with my mom and stuff like that, and she always made fried eggs.
They get fat. They get fat.
I mean, it's good, but you can't eat like that every day.
Well, they used to eat like that as sharecroppers, you know, so they'd be out there fucking pulling fields without any machines, you know what I mean? Just a fucking mule or something, and they'd be working and picking butter beans and shit. I can remember women going out back fucking picking butter beans.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Whole fucking field of butter beans behind the house and fucking corn, all right? And I was a little boy when they were doing that, but I can remember it. And you could eat like that when you're a farmer. They fucking worked hard every day. They were in fit. But once that all went away and got fucking replaced with fucking welfare checks, they all got fat and died.
Yeah, you're going to get diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes.
Diabetes.
The sugar. Yeah, that's what they call it. Good, the sugar. And then, you know, and it's kind of a shame, you know, and anybody worth a shit kind of moved away from those real fucking rural areas.
Yeah.
You know, going to Mississippi every summer to visit my dad, all those kids ended up. And they were all good, fucking good-looking, smart kids. They all left. None of them lived there.
Well, you can't blame them. I mean, there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to work. It's like, what are they going to do?
One of them is a famous actress named Parker Posey. Her real name is Missy. Missy Parker Posey is her name. Her dad ran a Chevrolet dealership. And her brother, Chris Posey, they were twins. They were born together. But one was a male, one was a female. And he was like Superman. He was like Clark Kent. And she looked just like Lois Lane or something. People used to say that shit. They both look like models.
Yeah.
In that area, Mississippi, everybody was good looking. There were just no such thing as ugly people. But they moved away.
Yeah.
They're not there anymore. And it was kind of like cultural genocide, you know. And the culture was destroyed by one major super weapon that the Yankees used on us, MTV.
Yeah.
MTV just music videos. They saw Duran Duran and they saw Prince and shit like that, and they got the fuck out of there.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, we want to do that. We don't want to just be here back on the
getting board. Out of here.
You can't, like I said, you can't blame them.
They're nothing there.
Yeah. It's nothing to do. Yeah. So, you done for the, you done for the day?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We got a couple more things we got to record today. So, anyway, so that'll wrap up our 42nd. I think this is the 42nd sidetrack show. We've been doing this for 42 days. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Yeah.
So have a good rest of your Monday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.